Welcome to Tales of the Whales.
Welcome.
Welcome. That's all I've got on me at the moment.
Okay.
A welcome. It's a nice warm Saturday morning.
It's a lovely, lovely day today.
Yeah.
I think the weather's not going to last, so we have to really make the most of it.
Well, yeah, and I suppose give a pointer out first, because I think I overdid it the other day. If you're on any kind of chemo, perhaps not as much sunbathing as normal.
You're not meant to go in the sun with... when you're
none at all.
I think it makes your skin more sensitive.
Do you think that's why it's all gone?
No, you always have those blotches.
That's yeah, but they're bigger now.
They're lovely.
That's because we're talking about the blood thinner that a lot of people go on when they have got cancer. Oh, actually, I suppose I should point out for people who've never listened to this before, we're talking, this podcast goes on for about 10 or 15 minutes until we dry up. We witter on about having cancer and what it's like for the person who's looking after somebody with cancer.
Or sometimes just what we did last week.
Yeah, was it last week we went to see Tom? No, it wasn't, was it?
No, we haven't. Nothing medical last week. Nothing medical to report on this podcast.
No, in fact, we didn't do very much, did we?
No, you've been feeling tired.
Yeah.
Very tired. So we have done a few things, only just been very close to home.
Yeah.
We went out for our friend Bev's birthday dinner.
Yeah.
In a lovely restaurant on Thursday.
That was very nice, but...
They accidentally charged me for two bottles of wine and for the two glasses, which was a bit cheeky. But I did ring them up the next day and they very kindly have refunded it. You have to watch these...
You do.
...restaurateurs.
You do.
Check your bills.
But are you sure it wasn't a bottle you had?
Not at that point.
Oh, right. Okay. So we haven't done that. Well, you've done loads because you're still working on a full-time job as well. So I've just been kind of sitting around. I mean, on Wednesday, when it was sort of 30-odd degrees, really difficult with the chemo. I found it really difficult.
Oh, that's a shame. I didn't notice it in the office.
Well, trust me. Maybe British homes need to start getting air conditioning.
I didn't need it.
Didn't you need it?
It's quite cool. It's an old oast house and it's just lovely and cool in there.
Well, yeah, your office.
Mm.
That's lucky, isn't it? Because it was flipping hot here. But, you know, it's what has to be done. Going to work tonight, got quite a busy week next week. It's the election.
Oh, yes, it is, isn't it?
I know you don't care, but it's the election.
There's some politics thing going on.
Yeah. And, you're going shopping on Friday, aren't you?
Yeah, you need to get a dress for Cammy to wear to her graduation, which is...
To wear a dress?
In the middle of July.
Can't you have one of those things they drape all around you?
Well, you have one of those as well, but you tend to not just have your underwear underneath it because it's a little bit revealing at the front.
Can you not get one that does up all over? Or?
No, they're just floaty.
Okay.
So I think something underneath it would be best.
And what are we wearing?
We haven't decided yet, have we?
No.
We need to look smart.
Don't look at me with those eyes.
So that's something nice to look forward to. We're going to have a little trip down to Devon.
Yeah. And then that's it. Finish. She's off in the wide world.
Yeah. All good.
So did a bit of gardening this week and cut four roses. Five.
You did. You cut five roses.
That's
very... And you put them in a vase.
I did, yeah.
That wore you out, but it was very impressive job.
It's funny, isn't it? It really is, you know... Since my cancer came back, which was 4 years ago, nearly five, and right at the beginning, after the initial, I was quite ill, which I didn't realise, once they'd adjusted my hormones and things like that, I felt okay for a while. But then when you go under chemo, it's the chemo that, you know, even though the chemo I'm on is on the last scan has shrunk the tumours, the chemo is... very difficult.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you sort of said to me that, what do you have for lunch? And you're like, I didn't have the energy to make anything.
No.
I just had a yogurt.
Or cornflakes, I can manage.
Or cornflakes. But that's, yeah. I mean, that's, you went to be on a bit of a diet, so great.
Yeah, I've lost a little bit, look.
Yeah, and then I can just cook you a nice dinner. So. Mm.
But it is, it does, and I know lots of people think you're making it up. I mean, a lot of people think I'm using it as a publicity stunt. What a very sick people around. But it does, actually. A lot of people, I'm determined not to give in to it.
No, but this week you've been having to deal with a new symptom of the side effects, which is the cracked feet.
Yeah,
he's got very sore feet.
Yeah, I didn't think that would... It's not as if it's got blisters. It just gets sores. There's one there.
Yeah, and it's a common side effect with this drug.
Is it?
Yeah, and it happens to the palms of your hands as well. So you must put on that extra intense cracked foot cream I got you.
Yeah, I have.
Are you sure? Because I checked and there does seem to be still a lot in the tube.
Well, it goes a long way. Dora's going to bang in the wind. Thank you. It seems to go a long way.
Oh, that's good. Well, as long as you are doing it, because... Also, you need to make sure you've got your socks on because you've been wearing shoes without socks in hot weather with sore feet isn't probably the best idea. But I don't want you wearing socks with sandals.
Because, no, I wouldn't do that.
Because I just can't go out with you.
I've got those nice new shoes from Joe.
They're beautiful, yeah.
I can't wear socks with those. It would look ridiculous.
Well, yes, it's difficult. Difficult times.
Very difficult times. These are the problems.
Best if you just sit around with your feet up.
Yeah. Well, then when you come in, and normally I am sitting down when you come in, and I feel really quite bad. I've just watched you go and do some watering of some pots outside, and I'm thinking, I should have done that.
Oh, it's all right. I don't mind. Keeps me fit.
Well, yeah, cuts out having to go to a gym, doesn't it?
It does. Gardening is good like that.
Yeah. But it just, look at Daisy's head on your knee.
Yes. Now she's moved it now you said that.
Oh, sorry, Daisy.
She doesn't like to be noticed.
No. Okay. But it is, I mean, we say every week when we do this that it takes over your life, doesn't it?
It does. And now we've got Daisy on the steroids.
Yeah.
Because of her nose problem, that stopped the bleeding, which is great. But she's now got the immense appetite that you had when you were on steroids. Yeah. And she's beginning to get a little tubby.
Why, when people get very thin, don't they get shoved on steroids so they want to eat more? Or do they?
They probably do if they're getting thin because they're poorly.
I felt so good on steroids.
You didn't look that great, though.
No, I agree. Billy Bunter's grandfather. But it is difficult to not let it take over your life. So we'll try. I mean, there were a couple of things we sort of had to say, you know, very, very politely that we couldn't go to, we were invited to. And I do feel bad about that, but they're just... You can only do so much, and then you just can't.
No, you can't.
And it's, you know, I wanted to be involved in the election program through the night next Thursday, but I couldn't do it, really.
No, at the end of your show on a Saturday, you said you're finding it difficult to talk and everything because you've had your sore mouth. So after 3 hours of talking, that's enough, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I wasn't expecting to be, but I thought, anyway. I think I may go to the studio and hang around for a bit.
Yeah, get involved in the buzz.
And that's another thing, that you can feel really bad, but once you actually make yourself go out and do something, even if we walk or, in my case, shuffle...
Well, now you've got your bad hip and your bad feet. It's movement is becoming more difficult.
Well, yeah. And I've got a tumour in the fleshy part of my bum.
You have.
And sometimes I'm laughing because it's not near any real sort of...
Only you could have tumour on your bum cancer.
It's not. It just happens to be a tumour that's grown
there.
It's
buttock cancer.
It's not. Now, don't say that because everybody... It's kidney cancer, but it's metastasised around the body of the whale. And there's one, we didn't even know, did we?
Just put it on your blowhole.
Oh, shut up. Just disgusting. It's in the fleshy part of my buttock.
It is. So why don't you finish shuffling?
Yeah.
And then you sit down. That also gets a lot of,
Oh, well, it just reacts in a kind of sharp pain every now and then. I'm not sure why, because there are no nerves in my bum.
But it's funny how you kind of get immune to things. Like pottering around doing some cooking stuff, and I hear you sort of like yelling or going, and I just, oh, he's all right.
That's, you just ignore it.
That's just the buttock pain.
Yeah. or one in my leg. It's part of your life. And from 4 years ago, they said, well, we don't really know how long you've got. You might have another year. You might not. And they've said that every year. Yeah. So I don't expect to make it till this Christmas because I shouldn't have made it till last Christmas.
That's just getting boring now. You and your,
I know.
I won't be here next Christmas then.
And it, in a way, it's a bit difficult because you suddenly get to a feeling. I mean, I've got lots of side effects, I know, and I know when I'm not just sitting back talking, which luckily, having a job sitting down talking, I could just do until the last breath.
Even with your cracked feet and your buttock problems.
Yeah, well, I'm rubbing on the cream. I know you don't, but there's no point in doing it now because I'm about to put socks on.
You are, because we're venturing out.
Yeah, to see your mum.
To visit my mum. Mm. Oh, what a wild time we have. We're going to see you.
So you should go and see your mum.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. What was I babbling on about? I can't remember now, but if you let the kind of symptoms take over, it really can do you in, I imagine. Because I could quite easily not get out of bed. I mean, I know I don't sometimes.
Well, yes, normally when I FaceTime you at lunchtime, it's all dark. It's all dark and you're lying in the bedroom.
It's Saturday. I'm working tonight. I was up at 9:45 this morning.
No, it's more in the week, isn't it? Well, you don't tend to get up. But I guess you've got no reason to get up because I'm at work and...
Yeah, exactly.
You can't really do much, so no. I guess you might as well be...
Relaxed. I mean, the worst thing I've got is I can't drive. That's one thing I just really enjoyed all my life, driving. And then I can't really... I mean, I could drive, but the chances are you could have a...
Donnie, you haven't got a licence.
No, I know. I'm not allowed to get a licence
now. You can't drive. You can't... No. You'd not without...
What I meant is, I think I've been physically and mentally able to drive since I couldn't.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Physically, you could drive, but you're not allowed to.
No.
And you finally listened to me and stopped trying to nip in my car when I'm not looking.
Just drive it up and down the drive. That's all I want to do. I'm seriously thinking, now this is serious, I am seriously thinking I'm going to get one of those, because it's not a huge garden, really small ride-on mowers.
Just so that you can drive something?
Yeah. Well, just go round and round in
you
the middle of the
lawn. You get a little horn, so you can go toot-toot as you go.
You're just taking the mick out of me now, aren't you?
Well,
but I would like really to drive.
Warrant, the size of the garden doesn't really warrant a sit-on mower.
No, I know, but it will be nice.
But maybe we could look at finding a little second-hand one or something without any blades on it, because I don't trust you.
That's called a disabled scooter, and I'm not having one of
those.
That's
what you could do. You just get your little mobility scooter and you could just scoot around the garden.
No, going toot-toot. I want to make myself walk around the garden. I can't, listen, I'm not that bad. I can still do a bit of walking.
You can.
Yeah. The funny thing is...
Sort of a little bit of a shuffling at the minute.
Yeah, but once I get going, I could get going.
I think the funniest bit is you putting your shoes on, actually. You're the only person I know who can't put their shoes on without a shoehorn.
I've always used a shoehorn.
What type of shoe? Like, we went away to a hotel and he forgot his shoehorn. And it was a disaster. We couldn't go out because no shoes could go on.
Rubbish. My mum always said, you must use a shoehorn, otherwise you ruin the back of your shoes.
Right. Well, anyway, she's made you incapable of putting on shoes without one, but I bought another one to put in your bag to have permanently, so we can't have the problem of you not being able to put your shoes on when we're away.
Well, what's that company, Skechers? They do a shoe with a built-in shoehorn, don't they?
You must have those.
I think I should.
I've not seen that, but...
Seven and a half is my size. I've got tiny feet.
Sounds perfect for you.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about shoehorn? Oh, because you're putting your shoes on. Yeah. Because with all the using the shoehorn and everything, it's quite a palaver. And you do need a bit of a lie down after you've got them on, don't you, really? It does wear you out quite a lot.
I'm now having a hot flush.
Because you're thinking in a minute you're going to have to go and put some shoes on I'm not taking you to my mum's with bare feet.
I'll just put an old pair on and won't bother with the socks.
Okay.
In fact, we better go to your mum's in a minute, hadn't we? I was going to go and have a shower.
Yes, you need to get ready now. Mm. It's probably time to wind up this week's scintillating and exciting episode.
Of living with cancer and living with somebody who has cancer.
Can't put their shoes on without a shoe.
Yeah. You've just got to make the most of life, haven't you, really? But at least the weather's nice. In fact, I'm wringing wet now.
Do you think my mum's going to be suspicious about the fact I've woken up with a black eye?
No, but I think people will think I did it.
I know. I'm going to flinch every time you move.
That's really horrible. I have never hit a woman.
It was really bizarre. I just woke up in the morning with a, not a complete black eye, just a bit of one.
No, it's just a bit of a sore around the bottom of your eye.
It's actually a bit embarrassing. It's all black, isn't it? But it looks like I've just like really
badly
applied my makeup or my mascara.
You know when I have that thing on the top of my eyelid?
Yeah, that boil.
That looks a bit like you've got it on the bottom.
No, it's not a lump. It's completely flat. It's just gone black.
I can see a little white spot from here.
No, you can't. How dare you say
we better turn the...
No, there's no spots on my... Look,
no, it's a little white mark, unless it's... No, there, just there.
Mm, God knows.
Better go and have a look in a mirror. Oh, don't do that.
Anyway, on that note...
Yeah. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Please don't hit me again.
Oh, shush. That is not funny. That really isn't funny. Anyway.
Well, it makes me laugh.
If you are affected by any kind of cancer and you're just in the early stages, it is really difficult, really difficult. But there's no point in giving in. And the temptations to give in are great. So check out the charity, and there will be one, and helplines for the particular cancer that you have.
Yeah, get some support.
Yeah. And if you have the same cancer as me, get in touch with our charity, which is called Kidney Cancer UK. Thank you all very much. Now, let's go and check your eye out, shall we?
Goodbye.
Bye.